This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Very cold morning this morning. Kind of crazy weather the past few days. A lot of the area that was supposed to get, you know, dusting of snow might have gotten 2 to 3 inches of snow the day before Halloween. Had to check the calendar, make sure it wasn't April 1st coming up, not November 1st. Felt like it was a joke, but really wasn't. Watch that snow come down. It almost looked like a blizzard. Those of you who are in the New England area that got it, Massachusetts, Southern New Hampshire, Vermont. I know some people up in Maine, further up in Maine, that didn't get it. It's supposed to be the opposite. They're supposed to get the snow. We're supposed to get the rain at this point. But snow should be gone by the end of the week. We're looking at, we're going back to 60 degrees at the end of the week. Yep, New England. Regular weather. Add 2020 in there. In New England in 2020, our weather, who knows what's going to happen. But crazy snowstorm. You know, I did talk about, you know, and I always do talk about when we're thinking about winter, that we do want snow to happen. I just didn't want it that quick. didn't want it to really happen because we still haven't put our gardens to bed, that type of thing. So that snow came a little bit too early for my liking. And we'll hope for snow maybe later in the season, after Christmas, right? So that we can get some of this drought that we've been in out of here. We don't want to, we want to start next season with a lot of moisture in the ground to be ready for the next season to help us come back from this drought. A lot of places have been drying up quickly. And so this moisture in the ground is helpful, don't get me wrong, but I'd rather it in the form of rain at this point. Looking at some rain later today, so it looks like most of you that have some snow on the ground probably won't be seeing this, the white snow on the ground anymore. I know a lot of it started to melt yesterday, but by the end of the week, we're looking at 60 degrees, can you believe it? I mean, it's just up and down. Let's just say New England in 2020, we'll rack it up with that issue. But, you know, that's okay. The rest of the week, you know, it's going to be cold for a couple days. We do get these cold spells, right? We're used to it. But later in the week, we can finish up in the garden and do some of those things. So we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Chris is in Salisbury.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yesterday, I installed 240 to almost 250 square feet of perennials for Memorial Garden.
Yeah.
They were donated to this group from a lady who had worked for and with them for many, many years, who passed away. So her estate donated all these perennials, and it was put them in now or lose them. So yesterday, two of the beds that are get sun in summer season in the spring get no sun now. So what we were dealing with yesterday morning was 20 degrees and frozen mulch. And so we dragged the mulch out on the tarp, and it thawed out, and we put it back on when we were done. But should I be putting salt marsh hay down now to keep the soil warmer longer?
Well, so the salt marsh hay, to put it down, will keep the soil warmer. But what it also does is it protects for the winter and keeps it at that one temperature.
Right, so normally I would wait until the ground freezes before
yeah,
I put it down.
I would. I personally would, because, you know, just by the end of the week, we're looking at 60s.
Yeah.
I mean, the temperatures are going back up. You know, the perennials themselves need to go through that process anyways of getting hit by the frost, obviously. You know, if you're, you know, you put the mulch around the plants already, right?
Yeah, the ground mulch, the bark mulch
so
down around the plants.
That's going to be enough to keep the ground and keep those root system controlled. By adding that salt marsh hay right now, we're doing it a little bit too early, especially if it's going to warm up. When my father used to talk about salt marsh hay and using it, he'd basically say use it around Thanksgiving.
Well, and that would be when I would – we got to
usually, right?
And I said, yeah, we're not going to put it down until the ground freezes. Then I thought, well, I don't know, just ask.
Just with the temperatures I'm seeing going forward, I would definitely wait.
Okay.
You know, we're going to get a couple days of cold, but, you know, we get that around now, usually. And what will happen is any of the perennials or anything that have been in the ground or in the ground, they'll start to die back a little bit, so you can cut them back and allow them to focus on that root system versus, you know, putting out new growth.
Yeah, we did. Most of the perennials were cut back when we dug them from the gardens that were donating them. So they all went into the ground, all pruned and ready for winter.
Perfect. You know, one thing I would just continue to do because, well, you might not even need to, but just based on rain that we're getting today. But at the end of the week, if it's, you know, too warm, just make sure you get some water in there.
Yeah, we watered them heavily yesterday.
Perfect. You know, just based on what I'm seeing, you know, there's going to be rain later today, so you should be fine. But, you know, there's not rain in the forecast for another 14 days after this.
Oh, my goodness.
So it might be something where, you know, try to water them in the next week or so a little bit just to keep them going.
Okay.
Just based on, you know, you can only look at a long-term forecast and believe it so much because, you know, that's something I should have been was a weatherman. Could have been wrong 50% of the time and still got paid. But, you know, their long-term forecast is looking like we got some warm temperatures during the day almost till, like, the 14th. So 2 weeks from now, we're still getting some high 50s. So you might need to continue watering. That one cold, it didn't freeze the ground completely. It just put that, you know, that coating on the top. So this warm weather that we're going to start to get again could actually warm that up and not have the soil frozen. So watering is still going to be very important.
Okay. Yes, that was the plan.
Great.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Well, good luck with it. I know it'll be okay, especially just with the weather coming. But still think around Thanksgiving for that salt marsh hay.
Okay, good. Thank you, Patrick.
Awesome. Have a great one, Chris.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. This weather we've been having starts to get that ground a little cold, right? But with the warm weather coming up, I don't believe the ground is going to be frozen. So that, you know, not putting down that salt marché, not putting down that extra around the top of plants at this point. You can start with the mulches around the plant, getting those up a little bit higher, but taking a look at, you know, the temperatures coming up. The ground isn't completely frozen. We like to have the ground frozen before we put those things. Main reason is right now, little rodents, small animals are looking for homes. They're looking for something to for themselves to overwinter. And we put that salt marsh, that salt marsh hay out, and we put everything close to the plant. We're basically building a little hotel for them. So something to be thinking about, because, you know, we definitely want to do some of these things to protect our plants. But just because we had the first snowfall, we got to look at the long-term forecast and see. And, you know, I'm looking at some mid-60s by the end of this week. What's going to happen is those animals are still active, and they're going to be still looking for homes. You put that salt marsh around like a rose or something along those lines. They got food there because they'll just girdle the plants. They got shelter. They'll get water from snow and rain, etc. So they're pretty much set up. So it's something we want to hold off right now. I know this weather has kind of got us wondering what to do, but we're going to hold off a little bit. You can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. When we get back, more of your questions, more information for what to do in the garden. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moisture.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen is in Manchester.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I think I was a little overzealous in bringing in some plants that I wanted to try overwintering because where they were going in needed a lot more work than I had time to do. A nice big begonia and an enormous big clay pot that has, I think it's euchra and some trailing stuff. And I just wanted to keep them, overwintering them. And then in the spring I'll put them in where they're going to hopefully live happily ever after and not in my sewing room. But I think I may have brought in a few lovely gnats things,
okay.
You know, little flyy things.
Yep.
Everybody goes out in the summer on a nice table I have, and I've not had this trouble before, but now I'm seeing that. Even my cactus or rubberty, you know, they're just, you know, the inexpensive little cactus I get and
yeah.
from the grocery store, and they're all flowering already, so okay. But I don't see any problem there, but definitely in the big pots, I'm thinking I've got something came in.
Yeah,
and
so
I don't know what to use.
So most likely you have the fungus gnats.
Right.
They look like little fruit flies,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
So there's a couple things that you need to do in order to take care of them. So there is a soil control that will get rid of the fungus gnats because they do live in the soil.
Right.
So there's two products. If you can't find one, then you might be able to find the other.
Okay.
So the first product is from Bonide. It's the systemic houseplant. And I believe right on the bottle it says like 2%. I'm trying to...
Okay.
Used to say it right on there, but it says systemic houseplant insect control. So it's a granule that you mix into the soil.
Okay.
Okay, and that will get rid of the... know, the fungus gnats that haven't completely developed yet, it'll get rid of ones from coming. So then we have the problem of the fungus gnats that are sitting there, right?
Right.
So from there, you could use like a neem oil or an all seasons oil, any of those oils that you could use indoors, right?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I've never used them, so I'll look for it.
Yeah, so like you could use like an insecticidal soap or a neem oil. Okay. And the best way to do to use those is if you have like a garage or a room that's, you know, can be like a season, three-season porch or something along those lines, you could spray them outdoors or you could spray them inside. They are organic. So neem and insecticidal soap is organic, so it would be fine.
Okay.
But what that spray is going to do is get rid of those fungus gnats now that are living.
Okay. The and where
systemic
do I spray
house
on
plant.
The leaves?
So you spray the whole plant. You know, you want it to almost drip a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if you can't find the systemic house plant, you can actually use from Summit products, you can use the mosquito bits.
Yeah.
So they look like little BBs.
Yeah.
And they actually will do the same thing. You know, I know sometimes right now, I know some of the products out there are hard to find. Because, everything has just gone crazy this year. Obviously. I've heard out there that some of like the trigger spray chemicals or organic products, they're having a harder time to get those triggers, you know, the on the top of the bottle. I read into it a little bit and found out that, you know, all the companies that are using the sprays for disinfectants, etc., are getting priority, which makes sense, right?
Yep.
So they can't get the spray tops to some of these. They have the product, they have everything. So when you find something like neem or insecticidal soap, definitely grab it, okay?
Okay. Yep.
And spray those. You might need to spray every like 14 days. The mosquito bits or the houseplant will last up to 8 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, Karen. Well, hopefully that helps, and good luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the presidential campaign in its final days, both President Trump and former Vice President Biden are talking about their plans for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at a rally Saturday in Flint, Michigan, Biden said he would push for a national mask mandate.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan, a national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things, as President Obama just said, that should have been, could have been put in place months and months ago.
While President Trump touted upcoming treatments and vaccines to battle the virus at a rally in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
And our vaccine will eradicate the virus and end the pandemic once and for all. Americans will return to school and to life. By slashing red tape and cutting bureaucracy, We're producing this vaccine in record time.
USA Radio News. More than 90 million Americans have taken advantage of the opportunities to vote early, according to new data released on Saturday. That's nearly double the number of early ballots cast in 2016 and 60% of all ballots cast 4 years ago. The data from the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida predicts a turnout that will surpass the 138 million who voted in 2016 and could give the 2020 election the highest participation percentage in more than a century. More than 1 million Slovakians lined up Saturday to be tested for the coronavirus. The unique plan to try to curb a second wave of infections sweeping across Europe involved more than 40,000 medical, military, law enforcement, and administrative personnel to coordinate the day of testing at 5,000 testing sites. The goal is to eventually test Slovakia's entire adult population, with everyone over the age of 10, which is about 4 million people, to be tested in the next 2 weeks. The nation of around 5.5 million has reported more than 57,000 cases of COVID-19 so far. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sue is in Lowell.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm well, thank you. Thank you. Listen, Paul, you're Patrick. You're Paul's son.
Yep.
Right. Okay. The reason I'm calling is I have Montauk daisies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm wondering if you could please help me with the right time to cut them back, or should I even cut them back?
And when you say cut them back, are you talking about during the season, or are you talking about right now?
No, I'm talking about now.
Okay. So the Montauk daisies, they probably got hit pretty hard by the snow, et cetera.
Yeah, they sure did, yeah.
This would be fine time to do it. You know, give it a couple of days to allow... Yeah, we're looking at some weather later in the week that's going to warm up, but give it a couple of days so that the snow can melt, the rain that we're getting can put that, you know, the moisture back into the ground, and we're not doing any more damage, because if we start to push the snow off of it or try to do those types of things, we could make when we push the snow off, we could crack the branching. a little bit lower than if we were to prune it. And what could happen is you might not see it as easily right away. Oh, so you could be opening up the door for like pathogens to get into the plant. So what I would do by the end of the week, it is looking like it'll warm up. I mean, even today, later in the day, we're going to get some rain. But later in the day, it's going to be in the 50s. So you should notice that a lot of the snow should be gone. You know, I'd give it a couple of days and then do the cleanup, and then clean it back, just so you can see the whole plant, so you're not doing any, you know, accidental damage, right? Go ahead.
No, I'm not following you when you say clean it back. How far back should the branches be cut?
Well, so the Montaux, you can cut them back, pretty much to the ground, a couple inches, if you're looking to, because next season we're going to do the same thing multiple times to get them to bloom later in the year.
Okay.
So that's what that's one of the things I would look at be doing. Unless they're a few years old and they're that really woody structure.
Yes.
So yes. they're heavier. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a little bit different because, with a Montauk daisy, if we were to prune it out during the season multiple times, sometimes it doesn't get to that woody structure. So that woody structure is where we don't want to cut back too far, right? Because if we do cut back the whole thing, you could do a good amount of damage, right? So that's I was kind of just thinking smaller Montauks. So how high up is the woody structure going on the plant?
Okay, the plant at its full growth right now is it's at least 2.5 feet tall.
Okay.
2.5 feet, yeah.
Okay. So we're probably looking at about 12 to 18 inches of that woody structure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're going to be okay. Sometimes it's just cutting back the blossoms that have been there. Did you have the blossoms in October?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. I might, because of the woody structure, I would only just cut back the flowers that have gone by, any of the damaged growth that might have happened. If they were the non-woody structure, they were more herbaceous, then you could cut them back just based on knowing next year the multiple pruning. So I apologize right from the beginning there. I just kind of assumed, which I shouldn't do.
we all do that.
So basically at this point, check in a couple days from now and see once the weather's kind of warmed up a little bit, see the plant will kind of pop back up a little bit, see if there's been any damage from the snow that we got, and cut back anything that might have been damaged so that it doesn't start to rot on you over the winter. That would be the most important thing. For something that has that woody structure at this point, you don't have to cut back. You can kind of just leave it. But again, what I would do is when you can really get out there and take a look at the plant, see if there's been any breakage or any damage to any of the stalks. Okay. If they're broken, they could rot during the winter, bringing the rot to the rest of the plant, or rot early spring.
Okay.
And so we're just looking to get rid of some of those that might have had some issues from this snow. The rest of it, you can kind of just leave and do its thing, because the spring is when we'll do that pruning again. The spring is where we'll do that main prune at the beginning of the season to get it to fill out, and then we'll do it again around like July 4th to get it to blossom towards the end of the season. So this would definitely be one, since it's got that woody structure, to leave at where it is. And then build from there for the next season. Usually, if it was very herbaceous, I might cut it back. But based on what you're saying, I would leave it and just get rid of some of the damaged or the old flowers, that type of thing.
Okay, so you're telling me that the main cutting should be in the spring, not now.
Yeah,
is
so the...
You're telling me? Okay.
Yeah, so the main cutting... The main cutting for a Montauk daisy is actually two times to get it to flower in the fall. We're looking in the spring once it starts to get some growth going, and then it's usually around July 4th again, because we want to make sure that it gets that blossom later in the season. So, a goal of a plant is to get to flower, get to seed, and so it's going to try early, but if we do that second prune, in around July, that's when it'll push it till later in the season.
Well, that would explain why this summer especially, and I don't know if it's because of the dry conditions this summer. It could be, I guess. But what happened was it looked, I have three good-sized plants now, and they looked marvelous up until maybe the end of June, and then everything died. Everything died on the plant. And I thought I'd lost them because of the dry summer.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, new growth started popping through all these three dead plants. And by late September, I had all new growth, and I could see that there were all new buds coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So the plant pretty much died. The three plants pretty much died on me.
Yeah, it's so, you know, they basically need that pruning to keep getting them going, right?
Okay, so, I understand that now.
So basically, okay. We're not looking at early, we're not looking at like April. We're looking at like May is when the first pruning happens. You know, with something that's a little bit more woody structure, they usually will say to just basically cut it back, you know, a couple inches from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But if you already have something that's nice and big, you know, don't cut it all the way back. You know, maybe cut it in half. Okay.
Okay.
You can actually cut it. You could probably cut a little bit more, but because at the end of June, beginning of July, that's when you're going to cut it in half again. And what it does is it gives it that more compact shape of the plant. And then it pushes the growth and the flowering till fall. So you have that nice fall flowering color to it. I think the other thing this season had a lot to do with the lack of, you know, precipitation, rain, everything. And so a lot of plants had some issues. We got a little bit of rain and it kind of rejuvenated them. But then we got tons of heat during July and August. So, you know, that's part of it.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense to me because I've been cutting them back, right, like you said, 2 to 3 inches from the ground in the fall.
Yep.
And then come spring, I get all new growth started coming through. But again, like I said, by July, they died. They just died.
Well, they looked dead.
But
So basically, kind of leave them alone for this season. In the spring, you can cut them back, and then allow that new growth to happen. And then, so that's around May. Even though, you know, take a look at the temperatures this past spring. I mean, this whole year has been off, but this past spring was early. But we're still looking around May to prune them back. And then a second time at the end of June, beginning of July. And that will help with the fall blossoms for you.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
What you're saying all makes sense to me now. I really appreciate your help.
Not a problem. I apologize for starting off. I wasn't even thinking about the woody part of the structure. Because of the amount of pruning that happens during the season, you almost don't think that they get to that woody structure, but they definitely do. So definitely wait till spring to prune them, and you should definitely be successful.
Okay, I'll do that, Patrick. Thank you so much for all your time. I appreciate it.
No problem, Sue. Have a great one.
I will. You do the same.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, do we still have some calls on the line?
Yes, sir. Moses is in Manchester.
Moses, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Okay, I inherit a Christmas cactus because the girl says she doesn't have the patience. It's not budding, and I read somewhere it needs 12 hours of darkness for 30 days. I want to know what your take is on it, and I'll hang up and listen to your answer on the radio.
Okay, well, before you hang up, I just do have some questions for you.
Okay.
So it's the Christmas cactus that you have. No blossoms at all, right?
That's
nothing
correct.
Popping through? Okay.
No, and the plant looks very healthy. And I read if you quarantine it for 30 days, 12 hours, and just sparsely keep the soil moist so it's not dry.
Okay. And you're... You've had it indoors most of the season?
All the time.
Okay.
Plenty of light.
Okay. I mean, we want to get those blossoms happening for Christmas, obviously, right?
Trying.
That's what we're trying to push.
Right.
And get to that point. Some of them will go a little bit later, and they might not be showing some of those flowers yet.
Right.
So you do have some time before that. It's not like we're, it's not pushing it yet. So I would, if you're having too much sunlight during the day, that could be part of it, obviously. I definitely think that we're getting to the point where there is less sun out there, so we're going to start to get that 12 hours of sunlight versus 12 hours of a shade, etc. If you want, we're going to a break. At the other side of the break, I can give you the rest of the information on what to do. You can hang up or you can hold tight for us.
I'll hold on. Just
all right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Moses in regards to a Christmas cactus. And he had read some things that said, you know, it needs to get 12 hours of darkness, indirect light, if you will. Darkness and then 12 hours of bright or indirect light during the day. So I wanted to follow up with a question that I just kind of remembered, and I remember my father talking about this. So if you're keeping the plant in like a sunny window during the day and it's getting the darkness at night, is it in a window where there's a street light on?
No.
Okay.
What I do is I take it out of the window and I put it in my basement, which is total darkness.
Okay. And the temperatures, they don't, like, drop below, like 50 down there, right?
That's correct. It's okay. About 68 degrees in my basement.
Okay. So they do, like, a little bit cooler temperatures on that dark night, a dark part of the day.
Right.
They do
cool
like a little bit.
I have to put a sweater on when I go downstairs.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah, so you're looking to like 50 to 60 degrees is the temperature that it likes in the cool nights.
Right.
But you're looking for like a 12 hours of dark light.
Total dark.
Yep, and then during the day, it can get that direct light, just, you know, trying to keep it under that 12 hours.
Right.
Which shouldn't be too hard, especially the time that the sun comes up and it goes down at this point in time. But this can take, you know, basically, you know, it's not just a month. It could take 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
And then from there, sometimes it'll even take 10 to 12 weeks for those buds to really start to form.
Okay.
So, you know, we're looking at 6 weeks from now is the, you know, basically the middle of December. At that point, you can bring it out. You're probably going to get some of the flowers after Christmas.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know if I was wasting my time.
No, you're definitely not wasting your time. This is one where it does need, you know, to have that, basically we call it a cool down period.
Okay.
The cool weather treatment, the indoors, and then being in the dark. For, you know, again, it can be about 6 to 8 weeks. It's really on how you choose. I'd say, you know, try to go with the 6 weeks.
Okay.
To try and get it to blossom either right after Christmas or right before. You know, right after Christmas is probably going to be your best bet at this point. You know, maybe next year it's starting a little bit earlier if you're trying to push the blossom for Christmas. You know?
Well, I was just trying to save it so this girl doesn't get more depressed because she liked the plant.
Gotcha. Understandably so. So definitely, there is a, you know, definitely can save it. I see no problem with that. Just start that that dark period for it, you know, as soon as you could if you haven't already started at this point.
I did. It's been at least 12 to 15 days in my dark routine.
Perfect. So, again, go about 6 weeks from there. So we're 2 weeks in. So a month from now, December 1st-ish, and then you might even have the flowers for Christmas.
Okay. Well, that's okay as long as I can see it. I didn't want to waste all this time anticipating, like Heinz ketchup, okay?
Yeah.
for no reason. And I figured I'd call you and get your opinion.
Yeah, you definitely have a good reason to keep it, and it should be successful for you. It does like that cold, dark period. One of the reasons why I brought up the, you know, if you were keeping it in a window for the dark.
No.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. My father had somebody call, and he found out that, you know, there was a street light right there, so they were still getting the light all day.
Yeah.
And it popped in my head during the break, and I was like, oh, maybe that's happening. But I'm glad it's not for you, so good luck. And I think you should be definitely successful.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's a little bit cold out there, but by the end of the week, it'll warm up a bit. And we can finish getting some of our plants taken care of out there. We can talk a little bit more about that later today in regards to what to do with some of your plants. But definitely have some time by the end of the week. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.